This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Iowa Farm Bureau members gathered for the 107th annual meeting. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
Iowa Farm Bureau members gathered in Des Moines to connect, learn, and celebrate Iowa agriculture. It's been an eventful year for the Iowa ag industry, which made for plenty of insightful discussions. Iowa Farm Bureau President Brent Johnson said profitability was one of the top discussion points at this year's meeting.
Our annual meeting's always really well attended, and members across the state are just kind of in that celebratory moment right now. But, you know, we were talking about a lot of the challenges. You know, farm profitability is certainly one of them. And, you know, there's been a lot of things that have happened in those conversations over the last several months with trade, tariffs, antitrust issues, you know, some of those things that are going on in Washington, D.C. So profitability is really the word is probably top of mind for most folks. Outside of all of the celebrations of, you know, awards and all the things that our members do all throughout the year.
The USDA recently announced that it will be making $12 billion available in one-time bridge payments to American farmers as a response to trade market disruptions and increased production costs that are still harming the farm economy. While many farmers are disappointed with the Band-Aid solution, Johnson said one of the Iowa Farm Bureau's county leaders was able to meet with President Trump to encourage him to pursue a long-term solution.
Many of our members would prefer to fix the problem than to get a Band-Aid, if you will. But we were fortunate enough to have one of our county leaders invited to the White House, sat directly to the president's right side, and he did a fantastic job of talking about our appreciation for the bridge payments, but in a coupled up handshake, let's get something done, E15, whatever we might need to do to get some domestic demand drivers for our products.
For Money Matters on Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.